From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Michael Ryan reports for the Mountain Eagle that the Greene County Legislature reappointed Brent Bogardus as the county's Board of Elections Republican Commissioner after several Republicans voted against him because of political reasons. As an election commissioner, Bogardus is there to make sure there is a fair election that follows the rules. But Bogardus is also chair of the Greene County Republican Party, where his job is to get Republicans elected. Three legislators voted against him in a committee vote for the first job because of how he did the second job. Pat Handel from Durham, Legislature Chair Pat Linger from New Baltimore, and Sherry True of Cairo voted against Bogardus in the December 11th committee vote for political reasons. Handel said, and I quote, "While I ran unopposed, I never got an email or a phone call asking if there was anything they could do to help me with the process. In my opinion, Brent does not do anything for small local elections. Many Republicans did not get assistance. We need to push hard to keep Republicans in office," end quote. As election commissioner, voters, not candidates, should be the focus. By the full legislature vote on December 20th, the three Republicans had changed their vote to support Bogardus. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Luke Parsnow reports for New York State of Politics that many of New York's 2024 congressional elections will be reruns from the 2022 elections with the same candidates. In the Hudson Valley, Democrat Josh Riley is running again in the 19th district primary after losing to Republican Representative Mark Molinaro in the 2022 general election. Democrat Steve Holden, who ran against Republican Representative Claudia Tenney in the 24th District in 2022, is now running against Representative Elise Stefanik in the 21st District. In a new contest, Republican Allison Esposito is challenging Democrat Representative Pat Ryan in the 18th Congressional District. Esposito was the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor in 2022 with Lee Zeldin, losing to Democrats Kathy Hochul and Antonio Delgado. Another local election that will be different is the 20th Congressional District, where Democrat Paul Tonko has served. Republican Liz Joy has said she will not try a third time to unseat Tonko. And Ballotpedia says Alexander Du Bois and Jonathan Locke are competing in the Republican primary to take on Tonko. The filing deadline in New York for congressional bids is April 4th, so other candidates could emerge. Primary elections are held over 2 weeks in June. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the construction work that was scheduled to close down part of the New York State Thruway last weekend will be attempted this weekend. A snowstorm last weekend postponed work on the damaged Brookside Road overpass on the Thruway in New Flats. So the New York State Thruway Authority has rescheduled the work for 8 p.m. Saturday, January 13th, which will close the northbound lanes of the Thruway from Exit 17 in Newburgh to Exit 18 in New Platz for at least 12 hours. Vehicles will be detoured around the road work if forecast storms this weekend don't cause a second delay in the work. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.